From NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Three Iranian-Americans who were released on Sunday as part of a prisoner swap with Iran are now in Germany. NPR's Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson reports doctors are expected to treat the man at Landstuhl Regional Medical Center.
Former Marine Amir Hekmati, Idaho pastor Saeed Abedini, and Washington Post correspondent Jason Rezaian will be checked over by Army doctors at Landstuhl before returning to the States. The men's health suffered during their imprisonment on charges that their supporters and U.S. officials maintain were politically motivated. Rezaian has diabetes and high blood pressure, and his family has said he wasn't given his medication while he was in prison. His wife and mother are with him in Europe. A fourth Iranian-American who was released in the prisoner swap is not at Landstuhl. U.S. officials have said those who wish to depart Iran have left. Soraya Sarhadi-Nelson, NPR News, Berlin.
The U.S. Embassy in Iraq says several Americans are reportedly missing. The Iraq Interior Ministry says it's investigating reports that three Americans and their interpreter disappeared in Dora, that's a suburb of Baghdad. The U.S. Embassy says it's working with Iraqi officials to locate and recover them. In Syria, about 400 people have been captured by ISIS after the extremists pushed deeper into a southern city. NPR's Alice Fordham reports many died in the fighting.
ISIS fighters have besieged parts of the city of Deir ez-Zor for months. Activists and others in touch with people in the besieged area say food and fuel are very short, and there may be as many as 200,000 people under siege. On Saturday, the extremists captured another neighborhood of Deir ez-Zor. Anti-regime activists reported more than 100 people were killed, including soldiers from President Bashar al-Assad's army and their families. State media said 300 people were killed and called it a massacre. Then on Sunday, activists reported an additional 400 people, including some civilians, were taken by ISIS to a place near their stronghold city of Raqqa. Alice Fordham, NPR News, Baghdad.
Another Democratic presidential candidate debate takes place in Charleston, South Carolina tonight with Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Martin O'Malley. NPR's Sarah McCammon has more on what's at stake.
It's the last big chance before the Iowa caucuses and the New Hampshire primary for Democrats to make their case to voters on the same stage. Bernie Sanders has been gaining on Hillary Clinton in Iowa and is doing well in New Hampshire. So it's getting down to the wire for those two, and it's likely we'll see more direct attacks.
NPR's Sarah McCammon reporting. The debate could get tense as the question of curbing gun violence is expected to surface. The debate also takes place a few blocks from where nine parishioners were killed during a Bible study last summer. To NFL games today. Right now, the Denver Broncos are hosting the Steelers for the AFC Championship. The score at last check, 10-6, Steelers. This is NPR News. In Indiana, no additional turkey farms have tested positive for bird flu since an outbreak of the virus on 10 farms. The Indiana State Board of Animal Health says 100 farms tested over the past 24 hours came back negative. The current bird flu outbreak is one of the worst to hit that state. Officials say containing it could take weeks. 10 farms are infected in DuBois County, and thousands of turkeys have had to have been euthanized. The Marines have now identified 12 missing crew members from the two helicopters that crashed off Oahu's northern shore in Hawaii late Thursday night. Jackie Young from Hawaii Public Radio has more.
Community members held a candlelight vigil overnight at Haleiwa Beach near the crash site. The crew members were with the 1st Marine Aircraft Wing based at Marine Corps Base Hawaii. They're from states ranging from Massachusetts to Oregon. Search teams have found debris both on shore and at sea, but there's no sign yet of the missing Marines. The teams expanded their search 8 miles out to sea. A high surf warning has complicated their task. A Coast Guard spokesman says the conditions make finding things incredibly difficult. For NPR News, I'm Jackie Young in Honolulu.
At the weekend box office, Star Wars The Force Awakens has slipped out of first place. That's after 4 weeks on top of the North American box office, as Ride Along 2 opened in the number one spot this weekend, bringing in an estimated $34 million in ticket sales. The Revenant came in second place with $29 million, and Star Wars The Force Awakens came in third place, bringing in an estimated $25 million. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.